Welcome back to our podcast, We Go For It. This podcast is brought to you by Norman and Advancing Life Projects. Let us help you advance your life project. Thanks for joining us on our 365-day Best Wishes for You series. We're trying to do one wish a day. We've gotten pretty close. This is episode 88, and I'm going to diverge a little bit because I came across a story that touched me and that served as a very stark reminder of what we have to be grateful for, that we have so much to be grateful for. And it's a bit of an homage for a great man, not a very famous man, not a celebrated man, but a great man that I had never heard of until after he died. And his name was Paul Alexander. Paul Alexander was a lawyer, an author, and a TikToker. He had a very decent following on TikTok. He died a few days ago at the age of 78. And from the age of 6 until the age of 78, he spent more than nearly 24 hours a day, every day of his life, in what is known as an iron lung. An iron lung, for those of you who are not aware, it's an old technology where through, I think it's called reverse pressure or something, a person is put in this big tank with their head sticking out. They're lying down, and through the reverse pressure, it helps people to breathe. Now, the iron lung was very important in saving the lives of children back in the 50s when they were stricken by polio. This was before the vaccine, and these people, these young children, would have trouble breathing. Now, for many people, fortunately, their stay within the iron lung was relatively short. They would stay maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Mr. Alexander, Esquire, he spent his entire life in an iron lung. He never succeeded in being free of it. He spent his whole life inside this tank with his head sticking out. And I remember the stories of people living in iron lungs. My mom, she was a respiratory therapist. And in the 70s and the 80s, she worked in hospitals in New York City and Miami. And some of her patients were in an iron lung. And she would come home really with a lot of, how could I say, touched and tired and really sad for these people, because they spent all their lives inside this tank, literally inside this tank. And the desperation, I can't even imagine those circumstances. I remember there was one story my mom told me that one of the patients was so stubborn, was so angry about being there that they tried to eat through the foam that would keep the, that would kind of seal them in around them. And they were sucked into the tank. I mean, you have people that really have been given an extremely bad set of cards. Starting at 6 years of age, Mr. Alexander spent his entire life in an iron lung. And it just reminds, when I hear these types of stories, I'm reminded of something, of two things, actually, probably a lot more. The first thing is, we have so much to be grateful for. I can't complain. And no matter how dark or desperate a person's circumstances, my own might become, relatively speaking, I have nothing to complain about. And I have only everything to be grateful for. And another thing that it reminded me was that, you know, personal development, the opportunity for personal development, these opportunities are everywhere. These reminders, these stories of people that that overcame circumstance to write a book, to become a lawyer. And actually, he worked as a lawyer as well. It wasn't just an honorary thing. He found a way to provide service. He found a way to find his place in the world, in society, despite all that. And so, you know, I celebrate his life, even though I didn't know who this man was. fortunately, because the technology now is becoming outdated and not necessary, especially because now we have the polio vaccine, I think he was the last person on an iron lung in the United States. I could be wrong on the particulars, but he was one of the last ones, if not the last one. You know, there's so many takeaways from all this, and I'm reminded of two things. One of them is something that I heard about 20 years ago, more than that, actually, where a trainer said that, unfortunately, many of us, we put a crown on circumstance, and we bow down to it, and we allow it to determine what we are going to do or what we think we can do. And then when I hear a story like Paul Alexander's, I'm reminded of a quote by George Bernard Shaw, who said, "I don't believe in circumstance. The people who get on in this world are the ones who find the circumstances that they are looking for, or they make them." And I can tell you right now, this gentleman, this average person, and of course, I don't believe there is no average person. There are only extraordinary people getting average results. This uncelebrated person who I never heard of, who was given a really, really bad set of cards to work with, he made something of his life. He affected people despite really, really hard circumstances. And whenever now I think from now on, when I start to think about my life, or I start to feel bad, or I start to feel sorry for myself, hey, I'm a human being. I know I'm a coach. I'm a seminar trainer. I help people to improve their lives and to live their best dreams and all that. Yeah, I do that. But I'm also a human being. And I have my moments where I feel, wow, what if? Wow. Why this? Wow. Why me? I'm a human, just like everybody else. And we all go through these things. But the stories like Paul Alexander's, look them up. You'll be inspired, because these stories tell me, Norman, shut up. Stop it. You have nothing to complain about. You have plenty to work with. If this gentleman can do what he did, you have no excuse for not doing and for living the kind of life that you want and that you choose. It's just a great story. And I'm just a little sad that I heard about it after his death. But even in death, he's inspiring people. I think there was somebody who said, I don't know where I read it, that when you do things for yourself, when you die, nobody notices. You're gone. But when you do things for others, when you've set an example, when you've done something that affects the lives of other people, when you die, they remember you. There's an effect. There's a legacy. So what's your legacy going to be? I think that's going to depend on how you deal with circumstance, because circumstance is always going to be there. And it's going to be either your easy exit to get to run away from your goals and whatever it is you say you want, or it's simply going to be another challenge. Another opportunity to grow, another box to take to get out of your way and to say, that's it, you move, or I'm going to create a new one. It's your choice, because at the end of the day, it's always been your choice, and it's a decision that we have to live with as we move forward. And as we part ways, I just want to say thank you for your time, and until next time, our next episode, take care, take good care of yourselves. Be kind to yourselves and each other, and remember that ultimately you hold the key. Thanks for your time.